This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's on the call, breakfast on Capricorn FM in Popo Saturday frequency. We are about to look at issues around the hashtag Put South Africa First initiative. We've seen them getting involved in marches, debates, and this and that.
So in 2021, we saw the rise of a social media campaign called hashtag Put South Africa First, following its call for specific action to be taken about foreign nationals in South Africa. And we've seen them getting involved in marches and debates, as well as competitions they've been saying, and everything else in between, in their quest to create awareness around this issue. So we're going to be picking Gwena Molekwa's brain on issues around hashtag Put South Africa First initiative. And she's the organizer of hashtag Put South Africa First, and she's on the line joining us this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Gwena. How are you doing?
Good morning to you and your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm doing very well yourself.
Yeah, we're great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
And we must mention that it's a bit of an uncomfortable conversation to have, considering that we are the closest to the border as Zimbabwean.
Is it?
Yeah. No, it is quite messy. And I'm from Limpopo, let me just tell you.
So yes.
I do love what we are experiencing.
Listen, I mean, for those who might have missed your activism this year, maybe let's just start by saying, what exactly is hashtag Put South Africa First and the calls that you are making?
The hashtag Put South Africa First is actually started before me. There was Lerato Pillay, and there's been Ike Khumalo, who's been arrested. We talk about issues that we actually advocate against illegal immigration. We speak broadly even about the employment equity, given the country's high unemployment. We speak of home affairs, the issues that are there of home affairs, what we call officials selling our country's documents, and how the police are actually even failing to enforce laws in South Africa, because South Africa, we have porous borders, and we keep on being told that, you know, we will fix the borders, but, you know, the situation is getting too much. I think we have seen even the crime that has been of 7 women being killed in Seshego and all over South Africa. So, and then we have this issue of the local township economy that we actually now, it's even now a hot, very hot topic. I think you have seen one of the videos that were trending we are actually against Bangladesh and Pakistanis and all those illegal businesses known as puzzle shops in communities that sell expired goods. Yeah, so I would just say that, you know, when you speak about immigration issue, it's actually very broad. I can't sum it up to just make it one.
Yeah. I think that gives just a good understanding, you know, in case anyone has missed the conversation on social media especially. So we just wanted to pick your brains on a couple of issues, especially issues that you guys have raised this year in 2021. What are your thoughts on South Africa's government stance on the Zimbabwean exemption permit?
My thoughts, I would just say that, you know, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi has captured our thoughts quite well. But I don't think there's a political will to actually even rectify this, because when the Zimbabweans work permits were given, it was on 2008 when we had they had their own uprising, and there were issues of Mugabe's legacy. So even today, the Zimbabwean people, I think, you know, they're not ready to actually even resolve their political issues in the country. And given the fact that Zimbabwe doesn't even hold what we call democratic elections, actually, it's even a worry factor 13 years down the line, and we are still deliberating around the same issues that they were there in 2008.
Okay. And then your feelings around the way that the movement has been labeled by critics in and out of the country as dangerous and deadly and, you know, not necessary.
No, I do understand the concern, but I think so far we have demonstrated, even our people are demonstrating currently when we do attack these puzzle shops that, you know, operate illegally. We don't loot, we don't advocate for violence. We are saying that we want the law enforcement to step in instead of taking bribes, because I think that is a problem nationwide. You have even the gender-based violence issues that are actually even related to this issue. And, you know, it's very worrying that we are sitting on a ticking bomb that no one is willing to do anything. And when we speak about no one is willing to do anything, it's broadly the government. They're supposed to be the ones that enforce the law. They're supposed to be the ones that, you know, uphold the Constitution and its legislative prescriptions relating to immigration, actually.
Okay. You know, earlier on, we received a message. You've got friends of the show who are from Zimbabwe, and they get in touch with us from time to time. And there's a message that we received. I just want you to listen to it and just to get your views on what this listener had to say, all right?
Morning, my people of Capricorn FM and all listeners of Capricorn FM. It's me, Kirian Mogendoka, who is here at Scotland Mabenzi Cross, opposite the Kitchen Kerry. My weekend was boring because I don't like sleeping. I'm busy making some column pillars to our South African people in case when they chase away us to Zimbabwe, they will know where they can remember us. Because these people, they are hard workers. They make some column pillars for us. It's me, Kirian Mogendoka Muzwala.
So there's the message. I mean, do you ever get engagement with people who say things like that? That we've made a home in the country, we are resourceful. Why do you want to chase us away as South Africans?
Yes, I do actually. I get a whole lot, and I actually even get into even more messy debates. Let me just say, because I think, you know, this is a very sensitive issue, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You do get Zimbabweans that are saying that we are here illegally and, you know, we are contributing in South Africa. But I think it's a small scale, given the issue of Home Affairs. Dr. Ron Musali touched on it to say that they don't even have a clear number. Or if you actually even look at statistics in South Africa, I think yesterday I was speaking about this issue, that there's been a suppression of information since 2015 in South Africa from Statistics South Africa. We don't have even the clear number of asylum seekers or refugees for that matter. And then you have this work permit of the Zimbabwean people that have been duplicated. You find somebody having the same work permit with someone in Cape Town. Mm. And when you do have such things, again, it goes as far as when Aaron Mutualid was speaking about it, some were having fake South African documents. They had to actually give them amnesty. They took over 8,000 fake South African documents from them.
Yeah.
So you do have such issues, but Home Affairs, they are saying that they will give a report, a clear one. Hopefully, it will be early next year to actually even give light on this issue. So we actually start to say that, no, in this country, we have this number of refugees, and this is the reasons why they are here. We have this number of work permits, and they are here doing this kind of special skills, because I don't think there is any country in the world that you just accept people that don't add value or contribute to your country because of you can just do that.
Yeah.
Because that actually even contributes again to the unemployment of South Africans.
All right. I get a sense of what you are hoping to hear from government, but are they engaging you, or is that conversation by Dr. Aaron Mutualedi even generic?
No, actually, let me just be honest. They are just, you know, I think they are trying to manage the situation, and they're not being honest. They're not reflecting honestly. So those are the things that I think, even when we saw the attacks in 2008, the government failed to engage, and it even continued years later. And it's still, we are still speaking about this on our own. But, you know, there's no much of political will. That's why I say there's no political will, because government is not decisive on what it wants.
Are you pushing for this to be tabled in parliament or the highest structures in the country, or the conversation just ends on social media?
At this moment, I think you have even seen we are actually currently going to go to court in 2022. That is one of our campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is so many ways to actually even enforce the government. One, we can even we are going to take the Labor Department to court to enforce its own Employment Equity Act, which I think it speaks more about the employment of South Africa, that South Africans, if they can do a job, then they should be given a job. And we speak about the scarcity skills. I mean, when we talk about even entry-level jobs, it's something that doesn't require any skills or any background. So when you talk about entry-level jobs, I'll just give an example. It's when you are in a restaurant, you're a waiter, cutting hair, such things, they should be reserved for South Africans according to actually what is stated on the Immigration Act. So we want to take the Labour Department to court. That will be the first campaign of 2022. And we want to even force the Labour Department to actually implement its own Section D of the Employment Equity Act, okay, which speaks about the crucial skills development. Because, you know, in a company, when they say that we are hiring and there is no South Africans that can do the job, they should have a clear plan of how to transfer skills over time. So over the years, I think even when I was in varsity, we were hearing more about skill shortage. Even today, we still don't even know whether we did build up the skill capacity as South Africa or
100%,
not.
No, I think 2022 is going to be a busy year for you guys. But thank you so much for reflecting back on 2021 in terms of what you got up to. Kwena Molekwa, organizer for hashtag Put South Africa First.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.